Zakta Helga Mishnah Vaiter Mesechtes Ahalas Per Gid Beis Mishnah Vav. Kairo, we have a beam. Shehina Suna Mikaisel Lekaisel goes from one wall to the other wall. Vituma, we have Tuma, for example, a piece of a mace, Tachtel, that is underneath this beam. Im Yeshba Pesech Tefach, if the width of the beam is wide at Tefach, Mevias Atuma Tachaskul. All Kalim underneath this beam would be Tame, but only underneath. Mevias Atuma Tachaskul, but the Tuma would not cut through and go above the beam because the beam would act as a chatzitza to block the Tuma. So let's chazer over some of the yesaidis we've been working with. If it has a shear of a tefach by a tefach, it is an oil to spread tumah. And if it's not a keli, as the case would be with this beam, it also serves as an oil to block the tumah. Let's say we have our beam here, that's wide a tefach. Anything underneath it would become tameh, but it blocks the tumah from passing through and being metameh anything above it. The shaila is, what is the Mishnah teaching us here? We've seen this already many times. So according to the Rambam, the Mishnah is teaching us a chiddush, that even if the beam isn't wide a tefach throughout its entire length, even if there are points in the beam that it gets narrower, we still say anything under the beam becomes tameh. There's a lot of different explanations as to what exactly the Rambam means. Let's go weiter. Zok the Mishnah weiter v'im lav. If this kaira is not wide a tefach, then the din is tumah bekas ve'oila bekas v'yeredes. Then it does not block the tumah. It also doesn't spread the tumah. So let's say there's a tumah underneath the beam. That tumah goes straight up. It'll be metama everything, even above the beam. And if there's tumah on top of the beam, it'll come through the beam and be metama anything underneath the beam. If it doesn't have a tefach by a tefach, it is not an oil. It doesn't have the kayach to block tumah. But there's also a kula here. It doesn't have the kayach to spread tumah. So if this beam does not have the width of a tefach, true, even kalim on top will become tumah if the tumah is underneath. And even kalim on the bottom will become tumah if the tumah is on top. But it won't spread from side to side. So now the Mishnah asks us a practical question. Kama yibbe keifa. If I measured around and around this beam, how much would I have to measure so that I know that v'yehebe peseach tefach, that there's a peseach tefach in its width? Zok the Mishnah, it depends on the shape of the beam. Bizman shi'agula, if it's a round beam, hakeifa shloisha tefachim, because that's the rule. If you're going to take a tape measure and measure around a circle, whatever that's going to measure, the width of the circle from one side to the other is a third of that. So if you have three tefachim around and around the beam, that means you have a peseach tefach in the middle. However, bizman shu miruvas, if the beam is square, then you would have to measure arba, four tefachim. Tefach up, tefach across, tefach down, and tefach underneath. Sheham miruba, because whenever you have something that's square, and you're measuring around something that's square, yaser al ha'agol, that's always going to be more than measuring something that's round, revia by a quarter. For example, here, if I have a round beam, and I'm going to measure around the beam, my tape measure will show me three tefachim, that's a siman, I have a tefach across the width. But if I have a square beam, and I want to measure around and around the beam, I would have to measure four tefachim. That's basically teaching the words. When we do the calculations in the next Mishnah, we're going to see a little bit more what exactly these words mean. But for now, we'll leave it at this. When you'll be learning the Gemara, Masechtas Erevin, you'll see there's a big sugya there. Based on a pasuk in Divri Hayamim, about the Yam Sha'asa Shloima. Shloima made this big pool that Shloima Melech made in the Beis HaMikdash. What they used the pool for. Okay, you'll learn over there in Masechtas Erevin. It was called Yam Shel Shloima, and there the Gemara makes a very, very complicated cheshbin, how we figure out the measurements of a circle as opposed to a square. And there the Gemara makes a cheshbin that it was 10 amos from side to side, and if you measure it around and around, it's 30 amos. And the sugya over there, as well as the Mefarshim over here, explained that the Metzia says it's a little bit more. But Chazal gave us a straight shear. They don't want to make it too complicated for us. That's how some learn. Others say, like the Shalos V'Tshuvos Tashbesh, that's the Merami Rottenberg, that no, Chazal do want you to measure it exactly. They're just giving us an average that's more or less three tefachim around if it's a tefach across the width. But if you're going to rely on this al pi halacha, you'll have to take an exact measurement. But again, many Paiskim disagree. They say this is the halacha of Moshe Messina. Halacha of Moshe Messina is, if you want to know a pi halacha, you just have to measure three around, and the third is across the width. You can rely on that number, even though it's an average number. Another thing that many of the Mefarshim ask over here is that why do you have to tell me that if it's square, it's four tvachim? Why do we have to measure around and around? If it's square, just measure underneath or measure on top, the width, and you have your tefach. Why do we have to go with a cheshbon? Well, let's see. I'll measure underneath, I'll measure up the side, on top, down the other side, four tvachim, a quarter of that, it's wide a tefach. Just measure the tefach and the width. So the various of a mahalchim over here to explain what the chiddush of the Mishnah is, but we will leave it for now. Chazing over our Mishnah, you have a beam that goes from side to side, and the width of the beam is a tefach. Anything underneath it will be tame, even if you're not directly underneath the tuma. But anything on top will be tar. For that matter, if the tuma is on top, anything underneath will be tame, because as long as it's wide a tefach, it has din of an oil, and it's not a keli, so it spreads tuma, but it also blocks the tuma. The tuma will not go through on top or underneath. If it does not have the width of a tefach, the tuma does go through. There's tuma on the bottom. What's directly on top will become tame. And if there's tuma on top, what's directly on the bottom will become tame. Then the Mishnah told us, how do you know if there's a width of a tefach? If it's round, it would have to measure three tefachim around and around. If you have three tefachim around and around, you have the width of a tefach. And if it's square, you would have to measure four tefachim around and around.